My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Absolutely incredible performance from new Cleveland Guardian, or soon to be Cleveland Guardian, their number one overall draft pick. Kenny, have you been following the Bazzana Mania?
Yes. Is this mic going to work, or we just got... Yes, because he's in Lake County, and it's easy to do it because a lot of my Facebook friends are in Lake County to go see him play.
Oh, I thought you meant it's easy to do it, like anybody could go up there and swing away and hit grand salamis.
No. You said, are you following? And I said, No. Sorry, I was a little bit confused there. I'm following because he's the number one overall pick, and because obviously he had a grand salami. Also, did you or did you not like? I'll take it away. When I said Travis Bazzana, Travis Bazinga. What? I don't even watch that show.
What show was that from?
It was Big Bang Theory, but I always, you know, Bazinga is longer than that. But will people think of that show when I say it?
Yes, I think some people
will. Then it's out. I strike it from the record, and I apologize to everybody on the show. Mitch probably liked that show, but I apologize to the other two.
Was it a good show, Mitch?
Seen one episode.
Did you like it?
It was fine.
And you never watched it again?
I fell asleep halfway through it. It was one of those cable watches.
I tried. Just didn't know. It was a no for me.
I mean, once in a while, so many people like something where I'm like, I got to give it a shot. I still haven't given it a shot.
Yeah, it's... People love it, and you guys can love it. That's fine. We don't have to agree on everything, huh?
Well, Bazzana was 2 for 4, including this moment in time, which is something I think that he will remember for the rest of his life, courtesy of MILB-TV.
Worcester sets at the shoulders and throws. Bazzana hammers it deep right field. This ball is history! Home run number one! For draft pick number one, and it's a grand slam.
Audio courtesy of, is that Curtis Danberg's kid?
Tyler.
Is that Tyler? With the big call, the grand slam. What a moment for Bazzana. It seemed like the crowd was going nuts. Mitch, see if you can track down paid attendance. I would love to know.
That'd be great.
Do you think the groupies were all lined up?
Whoa. Easy.
Oh, I saw this firsthand in Syracuse.
Reckless speculation.
I saw it for Strasburg.
Oh, wait a minute.
I saw it for Bryce Harper.
I would see it at AA, but these are just pups here at Lake County.
Even easier access.
No. I remember I went to a few Scrappers games back in the day.
Yeah?
And there were none there.
Oh,
those are really young.
Remember the thing about groupies. They do their research. They are up on the up-and-coming potential superstars.
Are you talking about the guys who are trying to get autographs?
Oh, there's that too, but that's not what I was talking about.
It's like they do the same thing that you're talking about, so I don't, you know, what are you getting at there?
How many autographs do you think Bazana signed yesterday?
More than one, less than 10,000. But he probably signed quite a few.
I bet you he signed quite a few. Very cool. Here is after the game and after the heroics with Jeff Schiedel of the News. Hell, of course, Jeff Schiedel got the big interview with Travis Bazana.
I put a good swing on it, but I honestly didn't know if it would go. Just getting used to the ballpark, but a little bit towards the end of my bat, I put a good swing on it, and I thought I had a chance, but I wasn't 100% sure.
Will people be talking like Travis Bazana if he is on this meteoric rise? He ends up on the big league roster by the end of the year. Is that even possible, by the way?
Is the Australian accent the easiest one for people to slip into and try? Or is it the English accent?
I would have said Southern accent, although... Yeah, that is up there. Everybody tries an Australian accent at some point in their life. But they also try a Boston accent that normally goes poorly.
They do. Yeah, they try it on one show here at the station all the time. And it always goes poorly. The afternoon guys always do a Boston accent, and they both suck at it. And they keep doing it, but okay.
Do you get the feeling that this guy might be magical just because I know it is very low level of baseball right now for him? Especially for him, if you know his background, you know how good he's obviously been. This almost isn't even a challenge for him. Do you think he could be special, or is it way too early?
I think it's pretty early, Anthony. I don't know. Yeah, he could be special. He's the number one overall pick. Yeah, he probably is. He could be special.
But you don't think there's something like, is that his first home game? He hits a grand slam. You don't think as a fan, you start to think, wow, that guy could do that already. You'd think he'd be facing pressure.
Yes, general fans would think
attention.
That. Yeah.
What was Kent Carman think?
I think that he is.
No big deal. Anybody could do that?
No, not no big deal. Not everybody could do that. I don't think anybody could play minor league baseball. So I would say not everybody can do that. I'm just saying that.
You seem very underwhelmed, I guess.
There's been plenty of guys who have gone up and hit a lot of home runs in minor league baseball and haven't made such a big splash. He's the number one overall. I like how you're trying to bat me into a corner to say something bad about Travis Bazana.
I just don't think very
it's
excited.
A very nice thing
you
that you're doing.
Did you want him to draft Condon? That's what it started to sound like.
No, that's not what it was. Not what it was. You're not going to work me into some silly
6,532 in attendance.
That's a nice number,
that's
folks.
That's very nice.
Now, here's
that's
the
a
thing.
Nice ballpark,
that
too.
Was between the doubleheader. There were two games yesterday.
All right.
And if you watch the clip, it doesn't look like 6,500 people were there. Just saying.
It looks like 12,000?
Sure.
They say 93,000 were there for WrestleMania 3.
Yeah.
You ask Dave Meltzer what that real number is, it'll start telling you about AEW. Anyway, coming up at 8:40 this morning, LA Knight, WWE superstar. Go ahead.
All right. So, still a lot of fallout from the trade deadline. You mentioned in the very first segment, how one of the potential targets for the Guardians, there were some concerning medicals surrounding him. Meanwhile, Jake Peavy said, hey, it's not all the Guardians' fault.
The guy wasn't out there. The Tarek Skubal wasn't available. Crochet wasn't available. There was not a difference maker in your biggest need, which was a starting pitcher. And so I think you smartly addressed that within the market. You look at what the Houston Astros gave up for Kikuchi. For how many, 10 starts? They gave up three big prospects, a couple major league ready guys. You're not going to do that in Cleveland. You're going to smartly build for the future.
So Jake Peavy sounds like a Dolan apologist, Kenny. According to some fans that are out there. Jake Peavy was on Afternoon Drive yesterday.
We might hear from another Dolan apologist coming up at 6:40.
But what he did say that...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It just wasn't the market. I mean, everybody had been telling everybody that for the better part of 2 months. So why the angst? Why was everybody so up in arms that they didn't go get an incredible arm at the deadline? And Jake Peavy's following the sport. He's like, yeah, they couldn't. There wasn't going to be a guy.
Because history plays in. We've been sellers at that. We had Victor Martinez cry at his locker once in the clubhouse. That sticks with a fan base.
Yeah.
So, yeah, people want to be excited. They want to go out. They want to have a shopping spree. These are fantasy things. This is not real to them. And I can understand that. But you and I have to look at some of the actual things that can happen and go, hey, if the player isn't available, the player isn't available. If you don't have the wherewithal or you don't want to overpay, like, I can't advocate for them to make a bad deal just to make the deal to placate me as a fan. Now, like, if, say, Jack Flaherty goes out there and he's just amazing down the stretch and you had the wherewithal to go after him because they gave up their third best prospect, he might be better than any of the prospects. The Dodgers did. He might be better than any of the projects, or the Tigers might think he's better than any of the prospects that we had before or that we have this year. Or there's the possibility that, and I still don't understand this and I think it's dumb, but the Tigers just wouldn't trade with us because we're in the same division. And I told you a million times how many reasons I think that's stupid. But if you don't have the wherewithal, you're still not just going to make a stupid trade just to make a stupid trade and put yourself in arrears. So we'll see how it goes throughout the rest of the season.
All right, we had more Olympic action yesterday.
Yes,
United States topples South Sudan to make the Olympic basketball quarters. They were talking yesterday on Afternoon Drive on whether or not just winning these games at all matters to fans, or if they have to be total blowouts, whether it has to be annihilation. But they have advanced to the quarters. One of the big stories there is that Jason Tatum, who did not play in the previous game, started in this game. Joel Embiid started on the bench. Also, I watched some swimming yesterday. I watched the French's prodigy, that Marchand. Come from behind to beat the Hungarian. It was actually awesome. They show Michael Phelps was watching with Mike Tirico, and he was losing his mind, rooting for him to come from behind. So there was very good theater. Ledecky wins her 8th gold, and now is talking about 2028. And Jimmer Fredette in pain yesterday, 3-on-3 basketball. They dropped another one.
3x3.
Very sad news. Owen's been locked
That's
in.
That's what us X-heads call it.
That is what the X-heads call it. You guys, I'm surprised you're not there watching Jimmer Fredette.
Well, I went to the big 3x3 bar in town.
Oh, they were watching it. They weren't protesting.
Of course.
Thought they were boycotting.
I didn't get to see any of it.
I thought you were watching something earlier.
Very busy
yesterday.
When we were on the phones. Yeah, I was watching Browns and Ravens from last year.
Do you watch the first half or the second half?
That's 11x11, as we call it.
I was actually, we were in the middle of the second half as I was going through it yesterday.
Oh, that was the good half.
Mm-hmm. Only the good half. By the way, what's going on with Michigan?
We have a notice of allegations, Kenny, and one report from Chris Ballas of On3 suggests the NCAA could potentially seek a 1 or 2 year postseason ban for Michigan.
You have drawn the ire of the marble mouth in Crawford County. I'm just going to say that he is refuting some of these claims by this Chris Ballas.
Oh, is that right?
He's texting me. My phone is blowing
up.
He's one of the guys who get through Do Not Disturb, and he is, let me have it.
Well, I've assumed all along that Michigan was not going to get hammered the way that especially Ohio State fans were hoping, because part of it is the head coach bailed. Knew the punishment was coming. He left for the NFL.
Yeah.
My guess is, and it's speculation, but it kind of makes sense if you think about it.
I don't know.
He had an assistant coach that was certainly led a cheating operation that was very comprehensive, in which I said at the time, stealing signs, I don't think it's that big of a deal. But it's when you lie to NCAA investigators about
like
it. And the Big Ten, they suspended Jim Harbaugh for 3 games because they weren't buying a lot of what they were selling.
I know no one believes me because you've literally convinced people that I hate Ohio State, and I don't, to the point that I have strangers making jokes to me about it. In town, in Streetsboro, I'm being harassed because they think I'm a Michigan fan, and I'm not.
No.
Oh, man.
If this were going on with Ohio State, I'd go, so what? You got your national championship. Who cares?
Yeah.
You got your national championship. I think they're going to try to nail him to the wall, but I think there's so many things now that have made the NCAA toothless, where they've only become...
Right.
It's the NCAA is only an entity for fans to scream at. Like when radio show hosts go on these big long rants of the NCAA, I'm going, why don't you yell at school presidents? Why don't you yell at ESPN? That's really who runs college football, but no one wants to say that.
I think the bigger question is Roger Goodell was big on suspending Jim Tressel after he received the punishment from the NCAA. Would Harbaugh?
Yeah, okay.
Roger Goodell's the one that said it.
Yeah.
So it was easy. Think Roger Goodell's changed his mind?
Yeah, because he's not Jim Tressel didn't become a head coach. Yeah, he's definitely changed his mind. It's easy to quote-unquote suspend a consultant. It's easy to do that. If Mike Vrabel had some sort of a problem before, I don't understand where the impropriety would come from since he was a Tennessee head coach, but if we found out something from Ohio State...
So if Roger Goodell was asked...
Yeah, I suspended him for 8 games here as a consultant. So he ain't going to the game anyway. So.
If Roger Goodell... Let's say Harbaugh got like a ban of some sort from the NCAA, like the show cause and everything. Then they came to Roger Goodell and said, hey, Terrell Pryor, you suspended Jim Tressel in the NFL. Why are you not suspending Jim Harbaugh?
Be his answer? If Roger Goodell... suspends Jim Harbaugh at any time for anything that happened in Michigan, we can go right out here on Huron Road, and I'll let you and Owen and Mitch a dozen eggs each throw them at me.
Oh, I don't get. I agree with you. I'm just wondering what would he say. What would be his answer?
I'm finally in.
I don't know what his answer would
be. Goodell doesn't run away from this stuff.
Yeah,
and he did set a precedent. So how does he now go back on the precedent?
I don't know what it would be, other than. Does Jim Harbaugh have any deniability that's plausible at all? A la Krzyzewski.
They know that somebody within the program deleted texts once the NCAA came asking, and that's part
Jim,
of the penalty
phase. If it's not Jim who deleted texts, what are you going to be? I don't even know if that guy has a smartphone. I have no idea. I'm sure they'll make up a story that'll be perfectly fine for him not to suspend him. Is that it for about
that's
last
it,
night?
For about last night.
Outstanding. Outstanding. And if Jim Tressel became a head coach of the Cleveland Browns at that time, he wouldn't have suspended Jim Tressel. It's a head coach.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.